Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
Today's episode is brought to you by my penis. No, I'm just kidding. It's not brought by anybody. We don't have a sponsor on today's show. But just imagine, if you will, that it's sponsored by my penis. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best way to introduce the show. I don't know, but we're going to leave it in there anyway. Yeah, oh, dick pun. So today's show is going to be silly things that white people say, or I don't know if maybe call them dumb, but just kind of through our years of growing up, we've heard these phrases white people say, and you know, we're not going to try to dissect where they come from, just the fact that we say them, and it's getting to the point where we can make jokes of them.
It's not the origins of things white people say.
Yeah. Before we get into that, we got a couple stories. Mike's going to start us off here.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a good slice of pizza, Dave?
It has been a while. We're normally just like, you know, your standard Papa John's or Pizza Hut people.
Mm. So we order Domino's since it's right down the street from us. Always comes super hot.
Yeah, I love Domino's.
We'll see how you feel after this.
Uh-oh. Did the jizz guy strike again?
No.
Remember the jizz guy when we were growing up?
There was a jizz guy.
Yeah, the guy that was arrested at our Domino's for coming on people's pizza.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
I guess vaguely now that I think about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was called out and fired for it, so.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, now what you got? How you gonna top that?
Okay. Speaking of toppings, so we ordered some pizza last weekend for lunch, black olives on it.
Yeah.
I take this piece, I'm like, it looks like a big black olive, but whatever. So I start eating it, and it chopped down something hard and big, and I was like, what the fuck? This olive is hard as shit. Upon further inspection, Dave, the olive in question was not actually an olive at all, but a Bluetooth earbud.
Holy shit. Oh my God, folks. I'm looking at the picture right now. There is a Bluetooth fucking earbud in the pizza.
But look how it blends in. Like, you couldn't even notice it right away. It blends right in with the olives.
Yeah, I didn't even think that's what that was. I did think it was like a misshapen olive.
Yeah.
So what did you guys do?
I was so fucking grossed out. I was trying not to throw up while my wife called Domino's and was like, we just found a Bluetooth.
And obviously there's somebody that knew they dropped it in there and they're thinking,
well, so we talked to the manager and she had it on speaker. And the manager was like, you know, I made that pizza and I thought that was a big olive. But he was kind of like trying not to laugh. Like almost like,
that's fucking rude.
Maybe, you know.
That could have been your kid. They could have choked on it.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, they're lucky I didn't fucking choke on that thing.
Yeah.
They refunded us, but
that should have been pizza for life.
Man. I ain't fucking eating that from there ever again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
they ruined it for me. He was like, his response wasn't like sincere. Yeah. It was like he was trying kind of not to laugh, almost like.
You see this kind of thing where, like when it's in a movie, I mean, like when someone's like, all right, say that again. And they're all sitting around the room like, you say you found a Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I picture.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. You should literally send that to Domino's corporate.
I thought about it.
Yeah, you make it free pizza for life. Not from that Domino's.
If I want cum and earbuds on my pizza.
Get our new cum and buds pizza. Cum and buds.
Cum and buds.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that that kind of ruined pizza for me for a while.
All right, folks, we got the message of, you know, like when we check your Halloween candy for the kids, start checking your pizza for earbuds.
Yeah, because there's probably a left one that's missing, too.
That's not a pepperoni. That's an open condom.
I don't know if it, like, maybe fell in the, like, out of somebody's ear and into the container of black olives, because you see how well it blended in.
Yeah, but the thing is like... Yeah, like maybe it fell in and they dug through. Like, all right, maybe maybe it fell on the floor or something. I just can't find it right now.
Yeah,
because if it fell off like right in front of them, you would assume they'd be like, all right, it's right there. Pick it up, wash it off, whatever. That's crazy as shit.
It's fucking gross.
Wow. So I got a little funny story here. I won a contest through my work. We do a lot with the NBA now. It used to be just the Cavs, but now it's starting to be the NBA. So we have connections with a lot of teams in the NBA now, if not. I think it was the entire NBA. Yeah, there's teams. San Francisco, we were big in the Super Bowl. We did something for them. So we're getting a lot of ties with some professional sports teams, which is pretty cool. So I won something called Cavs Court of Dreams. We get to bring a guest. We get to play a game on the court. And this is all we knew. We just knew a simple instruction. We're going to play a pickup game on the court. We're going to get like a happy hour at the bar. And then we get to eat dinner. Then we get to go to the game type of thing. So when we went to play this pickup game and Austin Carr, the legend, shows up to coach one of the teams, we were amazed. I mean, I was just, my jaw hit the floor. I'm like, holy shit, it's Austin Carr. Mm-hmm. And then after we played the game, we see another guy walking in, which I look at him and I'm like, oh my, my first reaction out loud. Now, granted, the fact we have some small children there, and I went, holy shit. Yeah, was not the best reaction in the world, but I was still like, and Connor turns to me, he's like, who is that? I'm like, that is Larry Nance. So from one of my favorite teams of like Larry Nance, Hot Rod, Mark Price, Brad Doherty, you know, then you could fill in Gerald Wilkins or Terrell Brandon or whoever, you know, Danny Ferry, whoever you want to throw in there, Steve Kerr, the list goes on and on of people cycling through, Bobby Phils.
Yeah.
But that was like the core group, those four, Larry Nance, Hot Rod, Mark Price, Brad Doherty.
Yeah.
So to meet one of my childhood awesome players was just like, I was starstruck, you know? Mm-hmm. So we played the game. I made the first bucket of the game, pretty exciting. Then after that, I spent most of the time on my ass. I basically took out our CEO's knee. Did not look happy about that. I didn't intentionally do it. I just, you know, he drove the lane. I tried to steal the ball, and my knee freaking just went into his. I'm sure it hurt me worse than it hurt him.
Oh, so you didn't cross him up?
Nah. He's huge. Like, he must be 6 foot. Something, 6 foot 8, 6 foot 9, something like that. I mean, he's a tall guy. But his kids were playing the game. His kid just, like, ferocious D on me, dude. I was just like, dude, relax. Like, I couldn't even get the ball down the court. Like, I had to keep throwing it down the court to get it past him. But
should have took his knee out, too.
Yeah. You want to mess with me? You go get the heat, boy. Yeah, Connor had a good game. Connor had, like, 6 shots that went in. And nice. Yeah, he was just, of course, his stamina is so good, you know, being young and being in sports right now that, dude, 2 times of me going up and down the court, I was done. I was like, I'm done playing defense. I'm done. I might be done playing offense. I'm just going to sit here and kind of observe, and if I can help out in any way, I'll be here. But for the most part,
setting picks.
Yeah, just setting picks. That's all. I didn't even want to guard one of the older women. She's in her 50s, probably late 50s. I didn't even feel like guarding her. I let her run around, and I'm like, you know what? If the time comes and you happen to be in my area, maybe I'll D up, but no. It was exciting. So the best part is after it was all done, and I will share this video eventually. I'm trying to figure out how to put this together. I've shared this video with you, Mike, a couple other people, but you know, after the scrimmage is over, we're shooting around, and these little kids are all shooting the ball, and they're bricking everything right in front of these legends. And I'm waiting my turn. I'm like, man, I'm about to show these dudes how they've influenced my life. And I'm about to show them my best Mark Price impression. Like, this is going to be, they're going to look at me and be like, man, the Cavs should sign you.
Let it rain.
Let it rain, white chocolate. And
let it rain, young fella.
Yeah. And that was my dream, was that this thing would make like the coolest echoed as it passed right through the net. Maybe part of the net rips or lights on fire. And maybe Austin Carr gives me a deep in the Rocket Mortgage field house, you know, just something that just like will stick with me forever. I take my dribble. I step up. I didn't want to go 3. I just thought that's too far for me. It's too far for me right now. And I take a couple steps forward in front of the 3-point line. And the form, I mean, it's just, the form was everything. I could hear, you know, the, what do they call it? The Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire, yeah.
Maybe I'll work that in. Actually, I will work that in the background. So, yeah, music in my head is going off, Chariots of Fire. And the ball is slow motion in the air. I'm like, oh, man, that's money. And I realize it's about 5 feet away from the rim, not even close. And I'm just, like, horrified. So what do you do? I mean, I just celebrated like I just swished it, but I just looked right at the camera and was like, yeah, great. That's a good memory there. But then you heard something in the video.
Yeah, at the very tail end, it sounds like Austin Carr says, should move closer.
You shouldn't be so deep in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You should try going underneath, young fella.
You should hit the showers.
You an embarrassment to Cleveland, young fella. I'll post that video at some point. I just got to edit it well. And I just, you know, obviously, since it is a funny, it's tragedy in my eyes.
I watched it 3 times and I was laughing each time.
And I sent you the text. I'm like, get ready to die laughing. Such an embarrassing moment, but it'll be one to remember.
To our main topic. Main topic.
Funny things white people say. Definitely stuff we've heard growing up and maybe we've said ourselves because we've heard it so much. But
white people love to say, let's skedaddle. Like, let's skedaddle. Instead of let's go or let's leave, let's skedaddle.
Kind of reminds me of like if you're at a restaurant, you've eaten, you hit the bathroom before you're leaving and wash your hands, you come out, haven't really dried them completely, you're just kind of drying them off and you're like, all right, let's rock and roll. It's a whiteism.
There you go. Yeah. Whiteism.
So that's in the whole let's skedaddle, let's rock and roll type of thing.
Yeah. I got another one along those lines. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
not that kind of blow. News flash, buddy.
That's a classic whiteism.
Yep.
You know, a lot of white people, like, they don't want to swear. So they say something they don't need to swear saying. So, like, what in tarnation?
What in tarnation? What in tarnation? Who's the Looney Tunes?
Yosemite Sam.
What in tarnation? Flick and flack and poop. What in tarnation? I like when you do something simple, like you just yawn. You're like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Where you just yell shit at the end of it.
Uh-huh. Some swear word at the end.
Yeah. That's definitely a when you get older type of thing. And that's... Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, because my kids aren't doing that right now.
Could be like a backstretch where you're like, ah,
you go from saying, oh, I'm tired, to, ah,
shit.
Fuck. White people love to say, what's the damage when they get a bill?
Yeah. All right, what's the damage?
I just had the car worked on. What's the damage?
Or if you got your kids with you and the waitress shows up and you're like, I hope your kids brought your wallet. You gotta think the waitress or waiter hears that so much they're just like eye rolling you like hilarious. Like, let's just give me the goddamn money.
Mm-hmm. White people love, well, especially white older men, love to look at a car and go, she's a beaut.
She's a beaut.
She's a beaut.
Yeah, usually leading up with like a she's a beaut. Like you had to like muster up the strength to say it. Ah, she's a beaut.
Mm-hmm.
Long time no see when you've like seen him that day.
Uh-huh.
Or like the day before. You're like, hey, long time no see. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. But we still do it all the time.
Yeah, like, what a coinky dink.
Fancy seeing you here. Like when you've already had the arrangements, like, hey, meet you at the bar at 3, and then you get there, and you're like, hey, fancy seeing you here. Like, do we have to say that?
Yeah.
Like, can we just, like, hey, what's up, man?
And then you probably say, hey, stranger.
Well, I'm gonna hit the road. Oh, boy.
It's time I be hitting the old dusty trail. Or you see that person and you're like, what's up, chief? White people love to use chief when you're not a chief at all.
Yeah. Or this ain't my first rodeo when you know damn well you've never been to a fucking rodeo.
Uh-huh.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Actually, I bet you if I put you on the back of a bucking bronco, it's your first fucking rodeo. And then when you change subjects, of, you know, anywho.
Instead of anyhow.
Anywho.
I like when you see somebody get hurt and you're like, ooh, they're going to feel that in the morning. You better get some rest. We got a big day tomorrow.
Mm.
That's definitely a white dadism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, get some rest. You got a big day tomorrow. Like, could usually involve anything. Could be like a job interview.
a big baseball game, anything. Going to a park. Better get some rest. We got a big day tomorrow.
White people love to walk into a party and go, quite the shindig.
Quite the shindig. Or when you drive by and see a lot of cars in a driveway, you're like, oh, someone's having a party. Yeah, probably.
Most likely there's some gathering of some kind. Yeah. Yeah. Well, white people love to say, that's how I roll.
That's how I roll. I like when you like accidentally run into a wall and you're like, oh, there's a wall there. Gotta start it off with ope.
Ope.
Ope, there's a wall there.
Ooh, stubbed my toe. Oop, there's a wall there. White people love to say time flies when you're having fun.
They do.
It does fly when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Fucking thanks for pointing out the obvious, honky.
You white piece of shit. I guess someone's like, oh man, I'm sick. And there's always, there's a bug going around. Like, there's always a
bug. There's always a bug.
Always a bug going around. But that's our thing. Like, we can't not let it go. Like, someone's like, man, I'm just not feeling good. Yeah, oh, yeah, there's a bug going around. Even if there's not a bug going around, there's a bug going around.
No matter what.
Yeah.
White people can't just say, hey, how you doing there? They always say, well, like, what's the good word?
Good word. I like some kind of stupid thing, like somebody's, you know, somebody at work says something to you, or you're, and you're just like, ah, I keep thinking it's Friday.
I'm super guilty of that.
Yeah, I keep thinking it's Friday, and it's Monday.
And you're like, no, it's Monday, and you're like, that's bananas. Not that's crazier. Oh, shit, that's bananas.
I like if someone mentions, oh, man, your kids are cute. Yeah, I think we'll keep them.
Yeah,
I guess we'll keep them. We'll keep them around for a little bit.
Yep, they're keepers. You know, it's, you look outside when it's raining, and it's always, it's raining cats and dogs.
It's free car wash. It's a free car wash free today. Car
wash, yeah.
Or, wow, it's really coming down out there. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, look at it. Like, man, everyone has windows. Everyone can see.
Man, it's really coming down out there. Stupid. Do we absolutely have to say that? But it's just one of those things. Like, we have to say it. It's just in our nature. It's in our white blood.
It's like saying, I'm tickled pink. Only white people can really say that.
Here's a big one. I'm kind of guilty of this one. It's not the heat that gets you. It's the humidity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to put that in your white handbook.
Mm-hmm. White handbook.
It's not the heat that gets you. Like, someone's like, oh, we just got back from Vegas. Man, it was hot. Well, it's not the heat that gets you. It's that humidity.
Mm-hmm. And they also like to say, if they live in, like, Arizona or something, they're like, oh, it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Or when you see, like, you drive by... Mary just did this like last week when
Roadhead.
Yes. That'll make sense for this one. No, I'm just kidding. When you're driving by something and like the Starbucks that's by your work.
Yeah.
It's like they just started, and then you drive by the next week and you're like, wow, that went up quick. That building went up quick. Yeah, it did. Who gives a shit? You white piece of shit. Why don't you just drive by it and enjoy that it's up?
Or there's white people. Fuck. Or there's white people driving by that and they're like, "What in Sam Hill?
What in Sam Hill? Who is Sam Hill?
Sam? And what's the Hill got to do with him?
Yeah. What's Hill got to do? Got to do with Sam? I like when like a line gets really long behind you, and when you're standing in line somewhere, and you're like, "See, we came at the right time. Came right at the right time." Yeah. Or it is busy when you walk in. You're like, man, everybody had the same idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody had the same idea.
And you ask the waitress how long the wait is, and she's like, an hour and a half. And you're like, ain't that a kick in the pants?
A kick in the pants. How about when people ask you, hey, how's it going? It's going. It's going. Or living the dream.
Yep, I'm guilty of super both of those, especially at work.
It's me, like, it's I'm living a dream. Yeah. I which is basically a way of saying, just fucking shoot me. Like, I'm here. I don't want to be here. Like, living the dream.
Yeah. I hate when, you know, when I say that all the time. And that just frosts my cookies.
Where are you hearing this shit? You are in like a white, white part of town.
I'm just in a semi-white kind of town. I don't have those. I don't have those white-isms.
Anything's a breakfast of champions when it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah. You're drinking beer at 10 a.m.?
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions and drunks.
Well, would you look at that?
Who let that guy in here? They'll let anybody in here these days.
Speak of the devil.
Speaking of beer, like when that waitress says, you want another beer? Well, I guess you talked me into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can we just say yes or no?
Uh-huh.
Do we have to do the white-isms?
They've heard it all.
They just say
yes or no. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're one for jokes. We love jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But those old school like jokes that our grandparents said are just not funny anymore. So if you're listening and you're one of those that like, well, I guess you talked me into it. Just shut the fuck up. Just stop it. God damn it. We're here to learn today, too, as well. Like, these are meant to be funny because it is shit that we say.
Mm-hmm.
But take it as a lesson learned.
Uh-huh.
Quit fucking saying it.
Yes.
I'm going to go to work tomorrow and be like, I'm living the dream. Damn it. Son of a bitch.
It's going.
It's going.
I'm going to say that because
I'll start Chris Farley and myself where I'm smacking myself in the face going, God, stupid. No, you're not stupid, Dave. You're not stupid. You're not funny either. I like when you forget something, you come right back and the person sitting there, most likely a white person, goes, that was quick. Or if it was your keys that you're coming back to get, you're like, I do it all the time. I'm
forget something and you go to leave and then
ain't going anywhere without these. I am super guilty of that one.
I'd forget my head if it wasn't screwed on.
If it wasn't screwed on. Or speaking of screws, when you're putting something up on the wall for your wife or yourself, and you're putting something, you just... Yeah, maybe it's supposed to just be something that doesn't need a stud to hang up there, but you hit a stud and you're like, oh, that ain't going anywhere. That ain't going nowhere. Like, you're so proud of it, like, that ain't going anywhere. Nope.
It'd be nice for, you know, for us white people when, you know, we get the little sun for someone to, you know, not say to us, whoa, looks like you got some sun today.
Yep. When they're clearly burnt as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Someone got some sun. Yeah, I know I'm hurting. I'm like, these are third degree burns, John. Yeah, I got some fucking sun. Cool. Or a new snack comes out and you're like, whew, these are dangerous. These things are dangerous. These are I know I've heard the get these away from me several times in this household. Oh, get these away from me. It's like half the bag's gone already.
Why'd you buy them?
Yeah. These are, ooh, these are going to be dangerous. Let's get two. How about ringing something out when a cashier's boop, boop, and then all of a sudden something's not ringing. You're like, oh, I guess it's free, right? Again, they've heard it before.
Uh-huh.
They're done hearing it. They're just like, you stupid white bastard. Just telling you what they're thinking.
Yep.
They may not say it, but that's what they're thinking. Like, you know what? Now it's double. When I finally get the price, it's not on sale anymore, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
Yeah.
Long story short, then we proceed to talk for like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, why did we say that? Just because we had to lead in with something. Yeah.
And can't somebody be grumpy without a white person saying to them, someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Someone's having a bad day. Who pissed in your Wheaties?
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Picking up what I'm... Well, you did drop it, so...
No, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, what, isn't that easier to say that than, are you picking up what I'm putting down?
How about... nice blinker, asshole, when someone doesn't use their blinker. As if, A, they can hear you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a B. where I said A. There we go. There's another white thing. A, they can't hear you. B, I don't have one for B. So let that sink in. That's another.
Yeah.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. And white people, when you know there's something better coming when they say, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Baby.
Yeah, if you can make a song out of a whiteism, it's a good whiteism. Do you answer the phone, yellow? I'm pretty sure the phrase was hello, not a color.
Yellow.
White people love to come home after being like out in public and go, it's a zoo out there.
And that's where the whole, see, everybody had the same idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, sorry, I don't make the rules. Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
it's, not,
yeah, yeah.
It's not your establishment.
No,
so.
No, you. Yeah, you work at Dick's Sporting Goods. We know you don't make any rules. You're not a politician.
Yeah. There is some dumb shit we do, man.
Uh-huh. White people love, especially white guys, when they go in for a handshake. Put her there.
Put her there, buddy.
Yeah.
So then they walk by, kick the leg of a chair, and go, that's a fine how do you do.
That's a fine how do you do. Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, some of these things are just, like, stupid. We should have never continued them on.
No. You know?
It's not like a good tradition, you know? Like, these are dumb things. These are things people hear, and they're like, fucking white people. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's why there's a character like Ned Flanders.
Yes.
Hey, skiddly doo, neighbor.
Oakley doakley.
Okay, let's skedaddle.
Let's skedaddle.
That's a fine. How do you do?
Oh God. You ever? I know we did this a lot when we had just finished building this house and we were having people over, and of course you get to the bedroom, you're like, well, this is where the magic happens. There's nobody in the world that says that except for white people.
Everyone else says, this is where we fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where we bang, but you're white, so.
This is a sex room.
Yeah.
This is where the magic happens.
When in fact, no magic. There is no David Copperfield standing in the corner going, pick a card. And
yeah, right. This is where the magic happened. David Copperfield's there.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yeah, I'm going to make this boner disappear into your wife. What? That is not the kind of magic.
Jesus, no, David Copperfield.
Yeah. Quit trying to cop a field.
Cop a field.
David Copperfield. Oswald Cobblepot. Chester Cobblepot. Too many copper. Like the Goonies, you got... Well, of course, it was Cobblepot from Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody that didn't know, that's a good fact for you. That's the Penguin's real name is Oswald Cobblepot.
Cobblepot.
Sounds like something you have your wife do to you while you're on the toilet. I'm going to give you a Cobblepot.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Cobble, gobble.
Cobblepot.
The old Cobblepot.
Yeah, it's just fun to say. That's another whiteism.
Uh-huh.
That's just fun
that's
to say.
That's just fun to say. That's a white female thing to say.
Could be a white gay thing.
Mm. Mm, that's just fun to say. Double fisting. That's just fun to say.
Quesarito.
I'll take mine with a side of guac.
That's just fun to say. Quesarito.
Oh, my God.
Like, we should read through a Taco Bell menu. Just like,
Have you tried that new enchirito?
Chalupa.
What is that? I'm trying to think of what that new...
Gordita.
This is funnier than the damn whiteisms. Oh my God.
Cheesy gordita crunch. It's cheesy and crunchy.
Secret segment of the show. Y'all had that new spicy crispinata.
Put up the Taco Bell menu.
Oh my god.
So with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Well, we had a little fun making fun of us, basically. We know there's people out there that have said it, mm-hmm. and you're guilty of saying it.
And you're going to continue saying it.
Yeah, regardless of what we've done on the show today, bashing and trying to correct the wrongs. But you're going to continue to do it. We just know it.
That's how I roll.
So yeah, we'd love to hear any of yours that we forgot. We'd love to hear it. It'd be kind of funny to keep this going.
And you can post those to any of our social media pages. TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Instagram.
Yeah.
I like saying Twitter still.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't like saying X.
I think that could be a new whiteism.
X gonna give it to you.
I think that's a new whiteism. You'd be like, Twitter, X.
I only say Twitter because I like saying Twitter.
I like saying tweets. Send me some tweets.
Send me your twats.
Send
me your twats.
Send me your twats to my tweeter.
Oh, boy. With that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Oops.